Make no mistake, we will fight this spill with everything we've got for as long as it takes.
On Wednesday's front page, President Obama says the Gulf Coast oil spill is a reminder the days of easy-to-get oil are numbered. He wants Congress to push toward a clean energy future. The militant group linked to the deadly attacks in Mumbai 2 years ago is expanding into Afghanistan. And British Prime Minister David Cameron apologized for the 1972 Bloody Sunday shootings in Northern Ireland. I'm James Baer, and all the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says President Obama used his first Oval Office address to spell out plans for dealing with the Gulf oil spill and shifting to a clean energy economy. He called on Congress to pass a comprehensive energy bill that would reduce the nation's dependence on oil. He also promised a long-term plan to make sure the Gulf states are made whole again.
The oil spill represents just the latest blow to a place that's already suffered multiple economic disasters and decades of environmental degradation that has led to disappearing wetlands and habitats. And the region still hasn't recovered from Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. That's why we must make a commitment to the Gulf Coast that goes beyond responding to the crisis of the moment. I make that commitment tonight.
Mr. Obama said he was appointing Navy Secretary Ray Mabus to develop a Gulf Coast restoration plan. The president is also naming former Justice Department Inspector General Michael Bromwich to revamp the agency that oversees oil drilling. On Capitol Hill, the chairman of four other large oil companies broke their silence and blamed BP for mishandling the well that caused the disaster. The leaders of ExxonMobil, Chevron, Shell, and ConocoPhillips testified at a congressional hearing. They said they wouldn't have drilled the well the way BP did or made the mistakes BP made that led to an explosion on the rig in April. At the far left side of Wednesday's page one, a Pakistani-based militant group linked to the deadly attacks in Mumbai 2 years ago has now expanded its operations in Afghanistan. Lashkar-e-Taiba has planned or carried out three major attacks lately. The casualties include Indian government employees and private workers in Afghanistan. British Prime Minister David Cameron apologized for the so-called Bloody Sunday shootings in Northern Ireland 38 years ago. Cameron said a long-awaited judicial inquiry left no doubt the shootings were, quote, both unjustified and unjustifiable. Times reporter John Burns looks at what the findings mean.
This is a real watershed. It can further help the peace process, which is now several years down the road. There is now a power-sharing government, and the deputy leader of that power-sharing government, Martin McGuinness, was an IRA commander at the shootings on Bloody Sunday himself. But there's a risk, too, since the report has so strongly and unequivocally indicted the British Army for shooting innocent people on that day. There's a risk, too, that if this should go now to prosecutions of the soldiers involved, that could alienate the unionist, that is the predominantly Presbyterian and Protestant community, and reopen the wounds rather than heal them. That's an issue that will only be settled in the days and weeks ahead.
Times reporter John Burns. Now the government in London will have to tackle whether any of the soldiers involved should face prosecution. The Labour Party's acting leader says they should be given indemnity. Also on Wednesday's front page, the dark Scandinavian novel that left readers wanting more. Publishers are trying to capitalize on the Stieg Larsson bestsellers by translating other Scandinavian blockbusters. Larsson wrote three novels that centered on a tattooed, bisexual computer hacker named Lisbeth Salander. For Larsson fans, the problem is he died in 2004 before the first book even came out. The Obama administration approved federal recognition for the Shinnecock Indians on Long Island. That clears the way for a casino there, but a casino on the tribal land in the Hamptons could have only video slot machines, and the tribe would rather negotiate for a casino somewhere else with games like blackjack and roulette. Inside Wednesday's Times, they're part of President Obama's economic stimulus plan, but now Build America bonds are building controversy. Wall Street banks are charging bigger commissions for selling Build America bonds than they charge for normal municipal borrowings. That's increasing the cost to municipalities. The IRS is also looking into whether they're being priced correctly. Florida has now pulled back after selling more than $1.6 billion worth. A terrorism case from Newburgh, New York, may define when sting operations become entrapment. Last year, four Muslim converts were charged with planning to bomb Bronx synagogues and shoot down military planes at the airport in Newburgh. On Monday, Judge Colleen McMahon postponed their trial indefinitely. She also criticized prosecutors for being late in giving defense lawyers an investigators' report. It said the suspects couldn't have carried out an attack without a government informant. The New York State Senate put New York on a course toward becoming the last state in the country to adopt no-fault divorce. Under New York's current divorce law, one spouse must take the blame even if both sides agree their marriage can't be saved. San Francisco is imposing the same kind of cautionary standards for cell phones as for fatty food or sugary soft drinks. It's requiring retailers to say how much radiation each phone emits. City supervisors approved the bill despite a lack of conclusive scientific evidence showing cell phones are dangerous. The wireless telephone industry says the ordinance could prove to be a business-killing precedent setter. But Mayor Gavin Newsom says the law is a victory for cell phone shoppers' right to know. People trying to order the new iPhone 4 ran into trouble for a different reason. They got error messages on the Apple and AT&T websites. It's not clear why. Some of the messages popped up when the sites tried to retrieve AT&T customer data. In Europe, new fears about Spain's economy. Spain sold $6.4 billion worth of treasury notes, but the interest rate was 0.7% higher than just last month. That raised fears Spain can't afford its borrowing. Reports in the German press have suggested Spain might become the first country to tap into the new European Rescue Fund. That's our preview of Wednesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.